U.S. commandos operating in southern Baghdad have captured former Palestinian guerrilla leader Mohammed Abbas, known as Abu Abbas. He ran the Palestine Liberation Front, the group that hijacked the Achille Lauro cruise ship in 1985 and killed a wheelchair-bound American named Leon Klinghoffer. NPR's Jennifer Ludden joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
How was Abbas captured?
Well, there's one report that he tried to flee to Syria and was turned back. Apparently, the U.S. had intelligence on his whereabouts. We understand that Special Operations Forces raided several sites and found not only Abbas, but several of his associates. They also seized some documents, including Yemeni and Lebanese passports, and were told weapons, including rocket-propelled grenades. It may not have been that hard to find him. The manhunt for Abbas seemed to have been dropped in recent years. He was traveling the region, living in the Gaza Strip with Israel's approval, even giving interviews. Last year, he spoke to the New York Times and denounced the 9/11 attacks and Osama bin Laden.
So did they only learn this recently? I mean, why did they go after him now and not earlier?
Yeah, it's a good question, but, well, I guess it would have been hard to do earlier when the U.S. didn't have many links in Iraq. But Abbas was essentially tried years ago in absentia in Italy, sentenced to life in prison, but Italy made no big effort to get him either. The U.S. Dropped its own charges against him years ago, and Israel, as I said, gave him amnesty. But apparently Abbas may have gotten involved in recent Israeli-Palestinian violence. His Palestine Liberation Front apparently helped distribute payments from Saddam Hussein to Palestinian suicide bombers. Israeli intelligence officials reportedly captured several Palestinians who said they had trained at a PLF camp in Iraq and been told by Abbas to carry out attacks against Israelis. A press release by the U.S. Central Command calls Abu Abbas' seizure, quote, yet another victory in the global war on terrorism. And it says this removes a portion of the terror network supported by Iraq. And this has been one of the goals the Pentagon has laid out in its war against Iraq. In fact, last October, President Bush, talking about why the U.S. shouldn't go into Iraq, mentioned Abu Abbas by name.
Will there be more arrests of suspected terrorists in Iraq?
It's not clear, but possibly. Attention before the war really focused on this group in the north, the Kurdish north, called Ansar al-Islam, which the U.S. alleges has links to al-Qaeda, though it's not clear it has many links to Baghdad and the deposed Saddam Hussein regime. There is one al-Qaeda official that U.S. Administration officials have also said was reported to have been in Baghdad. He's not been found. It's unclear who else may be there that the U.S. has an eye on. Until last year, there was another aging Palestinian guerrilla leader, Abu Nidal, who was in Baghdad. He had died last year in confusing circumstances. He was shot dead.
What happens to Abu Abbas now?
It's unclear. Palestinians are actually calling for his release, saying that he was given amnesty under the Oslo Peace Accord. The U.S. doesn't have any grounds for his extradition. He may be turned over to Italy to serve his life sentence there.
NPR's Jennifer Ludden.